All right, we do have our guest, Damar Hamlin, with us, and we're happy to have him. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on American Forces. And he's here to talk about his collaboration with HeartMates with Abbott to help players who are battling heart conditions. Damar, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit more about HeartMates with Abbott, please.
How you doing? So HeartMates, heard you say players, man. It's not just only limited to just players. It's people all over, you know, that have dealt with any kind of cardiovascular conditions. And, you know, we're putting together a team, we're putting together a team of these kind of people that, you know, we can communicate and, you know, be understood and, you know, learn from others who might have shared the same experience as you, or, you know, you may learn perspective from someone who went through something a little bit different than you. And to elaborate on that, so, you know, how we're creating this team, with the NFL draft coming up, we're doing our own HeartMates draft, this year. So, you know, we'll be drafting a few, not players, but, 11 individuals, on our starting team this draft.
The Buffalo Bills, you know, got one of the best young quarterbacks. They had a top 5 offense, top 10 defense last year, and the fan base taking their shirts off, jumping onto ping pong tables, and they're literally called the Bills Mafia. There's nothing like that fan base, is there?
Yeah, nothing like it. By far the best in the league, you know, and that's what makes my team, the Bills, you know, go out there each weekend, you know, have just that much more edge to play for. And speaking of team, you know, just being here on behalf of Abbott, you know, that same enthusiasm that Bills Mafia has for us, I have that same enthusiasm for HeartMates, because, you know, I know and I've experienced and I have a truly different perspective. No
doubt. And I was a D2 safety in the 80s, so I wasn't recruited. I like the fact that you were heavily recruited out of high school and Penn State, Ohio State, Temple. You became a Pitt Panther, and you never looked back, and it was a great fit. Obviously, you're in the NFL now, but did you get close to being a Nittany Lion or maybe even a Buckeye?
Yeah, I was close. I actually was close to actually being both of those. But, it actually was like one of my parents favored one of those two, one of my parents favored the other. And by other reasons, I chose to stay home, and I stay home and play for Pitt. I had a 2-year-old brother, so I wasn't ready to leave my comfort zone yet at 18 years old. And, you know, that's just the type of person I was. I operated best in my comfort zone, and here we are years later.
All right, I would imagine too, last question for you, I know you got to run, that for the Bills, it's Super Bowl or bust, isn't it? I mean, it's just, you're at a point now, and Josh Allen is a point in his career, now that he's a vet, he's a young vet, but it's really Super Bowl or bust, isn't it?
That's your words, not mine. You know, I'm just one day at a time trying to figure this thing out and, you know, to show up and be the best me that I can and help us get there. You know, that's the goal. So, you know, I'm trying to do everything in my power and do my part to, you know, ultimately end this season with a Super Bowl. But, yeah, those are your words, not mine.
HeartMates with Abbott. How can we find out more about that, Damar?
You can check it out at heartmates.abbott, and it'll give you all the information that you need right there.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on, and continued good health, and good luck with the Bills next season, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great one.